a government shutdown will be averted.
Democrats and Republicans have come to an agreement, and the government will remain open.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking before a Senate vote to pass a bill to fund the government just ahead of a midnight deadline. The vote in the Senate coming after a dramatic pivot by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, clearing the way for a bipartisan deal. Joining us live with more on this is CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, good evening. When we woke up this morning, most of us were prepared for a shutdown. My wife is a Fed. She was getting ready to mothball her gear. What changed?
This is like a bunch of college kids cramming for a final exam. Wait till the last second and finally get the work done. House and Senate, a compromised. 45-day plan to keep the government open through mid-November. Same spending levels, which we've been experiencing over the past year. There's disaster relief money that is desperately needed for people flooded in Vermont and New York and hit by hurricanes in California and Florida. And no money for Ukraine. That was a sticking point. Republicans were opposing that in some number. It was removed from the bill. Democrats decided, despite their desire to keep that funding in there, they would swallow this to keep the government functioning and save Kevin McCarthy from his own party. The conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus did not want him cutting a deal with Democrats. He did. So the government stays open. We'll see how long Kevin McCarthy stays unchallenged as Speaker.
Were there any hangups ahead of this Senate vote?
Senator Michael Bennet, Democrat from Colorado, says he wanted to get some type of statement of support for Ukraine to indicate not just to the Senate, perhaps to the world, that the U.S. government intends to restore funding for Ukraine. Concerned, Senator Bennet said, we're sending a bad message here that may embolden and empower Putin. So there is going to be not only a statement of support for Ukraine, but this mandate and this urgency among Democrats in the House and likely by a bipartisan coalition in the Senate to get a vote within the next 45 days before the next cliffhanger to get Ukraine some aid.
Okay, that begs the next question. Will we do this dance again in November?
Oh, you could bank on it. There's going to be another fierce fight over this, because what they've done is just hit the snooze button. They haven't solved the problem here. They haven't figured out all of the thorny issues that tied this up for so long. How much money to put towards a controversial border wall expansion? Should there be a defunding of things Democrats prize, like climate change initiatives, diversity programs in the federal government, efforts to bolster the EPA and stop pollution, social safety net programs, all the things that hung this up in the first place, Ian? They remain. Another standoff's looming.